Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Okay, so if you haven't heard the news yet, I've got a new book out called The Greatness Mindset. Unlock the power of your mind and live your best life today. It's coming out soon, and I'm pumped to invite you to be a part of the launch team for this book. This is a rare opportunity to get your questions answered and network with other champions of greatness in this exclusive community of conscious achievers. If you're ready to receive early access to the first few chapters of the book, behind-the-scenes updates from me, plus VIP access to bonuses and giveaways, then this is for you. For instructions about how to join this greatness launch team, make sure to go to lewishowes.com/launch team right now. Again, make sure to check it out at lewishowes.com/launch team right now.
What were the three biggest lessons that doing real estate sales taught you about life and business in general?
I would say not giving up, because with sales, it's like you have to stay on it and learning how to differentiate between, like, read people, I guess, is a big one, because I got fooled so often. Like, as a young agent, you don't realize how many fakes there are out there. Like, people who will just waste your time and pretend to be buyers. I had this dude. He walked into the open house and told me that he was in the market for like 25 to $50 million homes. The guy wasn't like representing himself in such a way where he could afford these houses, nor would a guy of that caliber realistically trust an 18-year-old kid who's like brand new. This guy was very flashy about like, oh yeah, I did this and my company does that, like they're talking about it. I had no idea. So I'm sitting there showing him houses and every agent is looking at me like, is this guy pre-qualified, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh yeah, he's good. Idiot. And I remember one agent, she had a listing and she's like, bring him to my listing and I'll feel him out for you. And she was there anyway. And so he came there and she started asking him questions about like his proof of funds. He literally goes into his car in his trunk and pulls out papers and hands it to her. And she's like, this is a proof of funds. It was like a Word document the guy just printed out. Wow. Saying like X amount company blank, this, this. And afterwards she's like, this guy is fake. He's not real, he's not a real buyer.
But you'd already spent 20 listings, showing him 20 listings.
I was an idiot. Then you also ruin your name in the process of like any time you bring a buyer by. These agents remember that. They know, oh, this is Graham. He's the kid who brought by this like really bad buyer. He wasted my time. I spent an hour setting up this house and like their time is valuable. My time, I got nothing to lose.
How has been living an extreme frugal financial lifestyle supported or hurt you in intimate relationship with your girlfriend?
I don't think it's ever hurt.
It's never hurt.
I don't think it's ever hurt. I think there are cheaper ways to do everything. A lot of the things that you would do like in real estate, they're either free or they're very inexpensive. Like, I think it's more important to spend quality time with the other person versus like, hey, we're gonna go to like this fancy restaurant. I think there's a time and a place for that for sure. But I think at least for the first, like the dating period, it doesn't have to be expensive at all. I'm sure there are things going back where I'm like, yeah, I should have done that. It was stupid. Like there was a car meet. And I had budgeted that day only for gas. I didn't have enough for the food. And they're all driving through Malibu and they're going to like this fancy place for lunch. I got a Subway instead. You know, I sat down at the table and I asked the server really nicely because it was like a row of like 20 people. Can I eat my Subway here?
Oh my God.
And they were totally cool with it. And I figured the tip that I'd leave them is way less than what I would have spent on this meal that I didn't need. I wanted a Subway. I didn't want to spend $50 on anything. So I just left the tip instead.
There you go.
And I ate my Subway. If I were out with friends and there's extra food and they weren't taking it home, I would be the one being like,
you would take it home.
Everything.
Box it up.
Everything. But I would get a whole meal out of that.
That's great. Yeah.
A whole meal.
I need to take more stuff home.
Yeah.
That's what I need to do.
Oh, yeah. Nothing
would be wasteful.
When I made one of my how much I spend in a week videos, I think my like grocery bill is like $100 and something a month for food.
I don't know how you
But now a lot of that was subsidized by like eating really good food, but taking it all home and then divvying it up throughout. Like it's like a meal prep, but it's food that would have gone to waste.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness Newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.